People Magazine and What People Do. Ann Moore, the chairman and CEO of Time Incorporated, invited me to speak to a People Magazine management meeting to share a few secrets on your leadership success, as she put it. My speaking fee is typically $250,000, but because People Magazine has always treated me well, I decided to do Ann a favor. I opened the lunch meeting with the observation that they'd left me out of their latest issue, The 50 Most Beautiful People. But after setting that straight, we were off to a good time. I began by discussing the power of the media. When Jean Georges, the wonderful restaurant in the Trump International Hotel and Tower, first opened, I told chef Jean-Georges Van Gerichten that I absolutely hated the interior design and didn't even want to eat there because of it. He said, "Mr. Trump, I want people to notice the food, not the decor." I thought that was one of the greatest lines of pure bullshit I'd ever heard and told him so. Then the New York Times wrote an absolute rave review of the food, giving the restaurant its highest rating, and suddenly, I thought the room looked pretty good after all. The newspaper's analysis and praise of the restaurant completely changed my mind. That's power. I continue to alienate members of the press on occasion, but on the whole, I like them. I know their jobs aren't easy. That day, facing a room of attractive and attentive publishing types, I mentioned that while they may be lovely young women and sharp-looking young men, they couldn't fool me. I know they're vicious. I deal with vicious people every day. But most of the time, they look vicious. These people appeared well-polished, but I told them, "I know, they're out to get me." The room laughed. The media represents great power. As someone who has received a lot of attention from the media, I know that its power to make someone recognizable is unbelievable. I had always been relatively well-known, but it was nothing compared to my fame now. Even six-year-olds walk up to me in the street and shout, "You're fired!" And elderly men in their Rolls Royces in Palm Beach will roll down their windows to yell at me as they drive by. I thought I was famous before, but I was wrong. Now I'm famous.